It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, here we go. Welcome to the podcast, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Beautiful Friday, and we're just going to bitch again because you showed me something on Facebook, and it was just so annoying. Just some, and I mean this lovingly. You dumb bitch.
You dumb lady. Oh, dude. Here, talk about it for a second. I'll just play a tiny little clip of it.
Yeah.
And just a tiny little clip of it will just drive you up the wall. It's one of those videos. So basically what it is, here's the title of it. Woman goes crazy on crowded bus because men didn't offer her a seat.
Yeah.
And so it's this lady on a bus just screaming at people.
Yeah.
And it, by the end of the video, you're just like, somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody choke. Just
no, we're not, we're not promoting violence
no,
by any means.
But we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
This is what happened when you're being made.
Listen to this lady.
I have a right not to be touched, and you have the space to move. Get out of the way. Which one are you going to be a gentleman? Which one are you going to be a gentleman? Which one? Which one? You have the space to move by. Why? Why are you not moving? Why are you not being a gentleman? Why?
Oh, man. See, that's as much as I can take.
God. So this was on a train.
And she's angry because there's no dude around. It's a crowded bus.
Yep.
And she's pissed off because no dude will get up and let her sit down.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder, lady. Listen to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, how about, sir, you know, my knees are bad.
Yeah.
You know, I can't really be standing up.
Would,
you know,
would you mind?
Would you please?
Would
please,
you mind? You know? Please. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there's people like this that exist. We see videos all the time of public freakouts, people demanding things, people making scenes in public. And again, she seems like an older lady, so she should know better than this. But we have this.
I think an attitude like that comes with the haircut, too.
As soon as you go past a certain length.
She's got the bowl cut, the soccer mom bowl cut.
But no, it's in this day and age where we're entitled. It's an entitlement day and age. And I'm going to say this right now, and I know I may seem like that old guy, oh, it's technology. We've given people a platform, and we watch this all the time. Mm-hmm. Kids are watching these videos. Young adults are watching these videos. And you know what they see? They see someone getting a bunch of views. They see no ramifications for actions like this. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this lady was raised to be this way.
Yeah.
All right? She's older. You'd hope that maybe the generation before us. But, you know, it's a generation of no ramifications, no recourse for your actions.
Mm-hmm. So you feel like you can just do that
people
anytime
do.
You want?
That's people think they can do whatever they want. They can talk to people however they want. Luckily,
but
now
just
this
look
is,
around the room.
This is a small, now again, too, I don't want to come across as, oh, the world sucks and all people are bad. It's definitely a super small portion. But I just hate that it's even out there at all. And the other thing that this shows me is instead of people standing up and saying something, which it may not do any good, and I'm going to call myself out here in a second. We have also now just started videotaping everything.
Yeah.
And you know what people do then? Now they see a videotape, it triggers even more. It makes them, now I got attention on me. I'm going to go even crazier.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't give these people attention, this stuff won't happen. You know what I mean?
Remember back in the day when people would do stuff about it?
Yeah.
You know, like you scream on a bus like this lady and there were repercussions.
Yeah.
Like people would physically do something to you.
They'd tell you, hey! Shut the hell up and sit down.
Yeah. So there's another video kind of like this, but it's a dude, and you can tell he's on drugs, man. And he's up and same thing on a bus or it was a train, one of the two, up in people's faces, just being a jackass.
Yep.
And you could tell the tension's getting, you know, you can feel it through the video. And all of a sudden, this superhero comes out of nowhere. And, dude, the guy looks like the Techno Viking. I mean,
he's
huge.
A big guy.
He's a big dude,
yeah.
Long hair, ripped out, just slowly gets behind the guy, slowly takes his arm around his neck, and just tightens up just a little bit.
Chokes him out.
And chokes him out. So the guy just, you know, eventually, you know, passes out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he sees the light, and he's gone for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he comes back, and he's fine.
Yeah.
I think, dude, I'm telling you, can we make this a law?
Yeah.
If this lady is on a bus doing this, you have permission.
Yeah.
I mean, don't... So when you feel the life, when you feel the limpness, you know, in the body, that's when you let go.
That's when you let go.
That's when you let go. You're not going to kill anybody.
You're not going to kill anybody. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But once you feel that lifeless body, you just let go and everything's peaceful again.
If after 5 minutes the person has not stopped, it should be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and this is what I'm going to say, I'm going to call myself out, is that, you know, I've seen public freakouts before and I haven't said anything because there's also a part of us, there's a part of a lot of people that they just, I don't want to get involved. Because one, you don't know, that lady could bring out a knife and try and stab you.
Yeah, that, or she could sue you for touching her.
And that's the other hard part too, is that we're so happy you put your hands on anyone. You know, you could get sued. And it's like, okay, am I going to go to jail for assault just because this person was screaming on a train? It sucks just because I don't. I feel like the technology that we have now has caused a rise, not a significant rise, but it's almost given these people are doing this because they want attention.
Mm-hmm.
She saw people were recording her, and what's she going to keep doing? She's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be heard.
You know what? Someday that lady's going to do that in the wrong setting.
Yep.
And somebody, she's going to be around the wrong person.
Well, and it brings up to like this whole, and we were talking about this before, and I want to bring this up because there's this Instagram influencer. Have you heard this word, influencer? A social media influencer. It's become kind of a hot button word ever since the Fire Festival documentaries came out.
That's what I was going to bring that back to. Yeah.
So that was actually the first time I heard it. I'm like, God, is that a thing now? Mm-hmm. These influencers are people that literally make a living by promoting stuff or doing things
through their Instagram,
Twitter, mm-hmm. social media. Like, no joke, this Fire Festival, they paid these influencers, these people, like there's this one couple, and literally their job is, it says they're influencers.
Mm-hmm.
So they get paid handsomely to promote things. So they got paid to go to this festival and talk about it on their social media for all their followers.
Yeah.
And recently this Instagram influencer posted a video of herself throwing a chair off the 45th floor of a Toronto condo. It landed on a sidewalk that is usually pretty busy. Fortunately, no injuries were reported. This dumb broad threw a chair. Dude, that could have killed someone.
Oh, yeah.
That could have killed someone.
Let's watch it.
So here's the video. Let me cue it up here. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Don't want to do that. Hold on. Let me reach this. I had it set. All right. So this is the video of it. Is there no sound? Is there no sound? Maybe not. Maybe
dude,
there's no sound.
Dude.
Look at that.
Dude.
Launches it off of a 40. And
what do go through people's minds?
Yeah. Why would you ever think that is okay?
I'm not going to say I've done the smartest things when I was younger, but this girl is not.
But what kills me is that this lady now is, she turned herself in on Wednesday. After posting bail, she was ordered to live with her mom. But, you know, the fact that there's this, the social media, the videos and everything like that have, I think, again, made this mentality of I can do what I want, where I want. You know, younger kids are going to see this and say, oh, look what this. So millions of followers or hundreds of thousands of followers are going to be like, oh, yeah, look at that. That's cool. She didn't get in trouble for it. I mean, because they didn't show her get arrested, but she did have to.
Just people out there, man. Quit trying to impress everybody. You know, your social media, people using it to, I got to impress the world with this. I'm going to post this because.
And even just more than that, too, is just, you know, this platform. This lady probably loved the fact that she was being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
She probably thought she was sending a message out there that there's no gentleman and someone should get up for her. Because, again, there's no ramifications for your actions a lot of times now.
Yeah.
And then we just showcase it on social media. And now we're talking about it. You know what I mean?
It just blows my mind. How can you be like that?
Yeah.
How can you become that?
Go through life. And that's the thing, is that this, I guarantee, is not the first time this lady has bitched in a public forum that.
She can't have any friends. There's no way anybody.
No, she does. She's surrounded by more people like that.
That's just insane.
You know, and she probably has kids that are going to grow up to be horrible people like that, too. You know, it's just, it sucks. It sucks that that's an actual thing. I know. I don't think I could ever. There's been times where I've been upset in a public setting. I've expressed my concern to people, but in a mature manner.
Yeah.
You know, like you see someone at a fast food joint freaking out. I asked for extra large. Well, these people, and you gave me a medium. And it's like, is that what you're mad about?
They're just screaming stuff out. Whatever comes to their brain. I've never been to a point where I'm just so furious that anything that comes to my brain, I'm just screaming out in the open.
Did you see the video of the lady who it was at a food court. She went to complain about the lack of cheese on her nachos that she ordered. But what she didn't realize is that there was video of her, like actual video from the, that showed her eating the food. Like she ate basically the things covered in cheese, and then she went up and said, look at this. And like, she was like, this is ridiculous. I want a refund or another order. So this fat piece of shit, pardon my French, ate. And then what? And dude, I guarantee that's not the first time she did it. She just finally got caught.
No, she does it every time.
And it's just, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How do you go through life being a human being? All right, we're on this earth together. We got to coexist. And that's how you choose to go through life?
I just did the whole karma thing, too. Well, I couldn't do it just because of that.
Oh, man.
But just having good morals and just being a decent person. You know,
there's a part of me that wants to say, you know what, put the phone down and just address the person. But again, I've seen it before, and it's like, why should I put myself in that situation? You know what I mean?
You know what kind of centers me back to it is thinking about how short life is.
Yeah.
And understanding that in particular.
Yeah.
And just, there's no time for BS, man.
Yeah.
There's no time. If you're that kind of person, that's the way you're going to live your life in the short amount of time that you have on this planet Earth.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, why? Why are you doing that to yourself?
Yep.
You know, spread love, spread happiness. It makes your life easier. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just be a decent person.
Yeah. Or again, we go into, like you said, is that it's legally allowed. You don't have to worry about any ramifications. You won't go to jail if you choke someone out who's acting like that.
You know, all right, like we've talked about it before. Let's just have like quarter machines around with chloroform. You know, so somebody like this, you're like, anybody got a quarter?
Yeah, they're it. Here we go.
All right. I'm going to go get a rag. We're going to put this to rest.
We'll put her down. She'll be fine.
You know?
Yeah. We'll have government sanctioned chloroform rags that are dispense one quarter, one rag, enough to knock a person out for like 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then they wake up and then they know.
Or how about this?
What?
How about we make a deal with Bill Cosby? We're going to let you out of jail, but you got to walk around and knock these people out.
You're going to repay your debt to society
I don't know about that one.
I don't know.
Terrible.
I don't know about that
one. Terrible. It's terrible.
Would you like the pudding, Poppy, being kind of a bitch? And here you go. Take a drink of my special Bill Cosby cocktail.
Oh, life's better.
I don't know. We might have gone too far.
Might have crossed the line.
We might have gone too far.
Yeah. And I'm making his situation light. We'll put that out there.
Bill, you can knock him out, but no more of that funny business. Yeah, you know that stuff afterwards. Ooh, boy. Maybe not. Just don't be a bitch, for God's sakes.
Enjoy your life.
Yeah.
You know, be positive.
And you know what? I think I've also I've told myself that, you know what, if I ever see something, I'm going to, because this happened not too long ago. Speaking about, and we kind of end with this, and maybe I'll make the change. I'll make the change too. I was at the gym. And this was a while back, and I didn't say anything. I said something to the girl afterwards behind the counter, but again, you're always like, what do I step in? I don't know. So they had a new, rule, not a rule, but it was a new green initiative at the gym I work out at. And I think it's great. They said, all right, here's the thing. From here on out, we're not just going to have towels out. If you would like a towel, we got no problem. We'll give you one. Mm-hmm. You want two towels? Just all you got to do is ask.
Yeah.
But before, they just had the towel sitting out. And you know what? I saw it multiple times. Guys literally using like three towels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because they didn't have to wash them. They didn't, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Towel, towel, towel. And it was wasteful. It was. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know what? We're starting a new green initiative. So we cut down on our laundry, our water. Oh, awesome. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, this guy one day, he goes up, gets his towel, and then he takes a few steps away. And then he turns around and he goes, you know, this is really inconvenient.
Mm-hmm.
This is, and he's literally just harassing, like just scolding this girl, this young girl behind the counter who's there just working. She's an employee. She doesn't own the place. She's not the manager. She's just behind the counter. He's like, this is really inconvenient. Yeah, I pay a lot of money to work out here. And I just, and it's like, dude, it's a towel. She's not, what, you're bitching at her? How about you go, you know, could I speak to a manager, please? Talk to a manager. What good does it feel good? Do you feel good bitching at this young girl who's just there doing her job?
Anytime that happens and nothing happens with that, I always talk to the employee.
And that's what I did. I talked to you. I said, are you okay? You know, like, I'm sorry, that sucks. You know, guys getting upset about that. But no, really, the person needs to...
You know, look, miss, next time, we'll choke them out together.
Yeah, but the thing is, but really, though, I should be saying something to the guy. And I said, that still bothers me. I wish I would have said something because I love the gym I work out at. By the way, it's Renaissance Athletic Club. It's a great place. Yeah. And you know, she's a sweet girl. I've seen her multiple times.
That's when you tap the guy on the shoulder, man, and just tell him, you know what, sir, you are the worst.
Yeah, and I do. There's a part of me that's wish I would have said something. Like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Talk to the manager.
Yeah.
Wait, you're being a dick for no reason.
You know what? Yeah, as you get older, that'll come.
And I think it will. And I've just kind of, that right there was a good point where I felt bad because I didn't stand up. I did ask her, and she's like, oh, it's fine, you know, but it's really not fine because, you know, that guy, by someone not saying something to him, he thinks that's okay. He probably then, told her. It's like, you did no good.
No.
All you did was make yourself look like a dick.
Yeah.
That's it.
I hate people like that.
I do too.
And can't stand them.
From this day forth, if I see something like that, I'm gonna start saying something. I'm gonna start saying something.
Same situation happened to me last year. Oh. I was getting ice cream. Lady got a give me a small hot fudge. She gets it. It's small.
It's a small.
Yeah. She's like, really? This is it? Boom! Storms out of the door. I'm just like, I hope a semi comes barreling across the median. It's just people. Why are you so upset?
Why?
And why do you put it on other people?
Because it makes them feel better.
If you're that much of a bitch and your life sucks that much, just keep it to yourself.
But unfortunately, that makes them feel better. Because they honestly don't think there's anything wrong with that lady on the train. Guarantee she doesn't think she did anything wrong there. You could sit there until you're blue in the face and tell her you're being ridiculous. She'd be like, no, someone should have stood up. There's no change. That's almost the part where I don't say anything or where you don't act because you're like, what good is it going to do? It's getting me worked up.
You know what's weird?
And those people are going to go through their life and it's not going to bother them one bit.
Not one bit, dude.
And that's what sucks. That's almost the worst part.
It makes you even more angry.
You know?
Yeah. And I'm not saying all of them are like this, but why is it that the majority of these people, these women, are short hairs? They have short hair, every one of them.
Because they've never been told off. All right.
What is that?
They married some guy that just is a whipped puppy who just waits on him hand and foot and doesn't speak up. And then in life, no one speaks up. But again, because most people are raised to have manners. Uh-huh. And then they see someone act like that. And instead of telling them like, hey, and again, we're not focusing on women. Guys and girls can do this too. But people don't speak up and say, hey, dickhead, douchebag, bitch, knock it off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That just doesn't happen.
It's the short hair, man. I'm telling you. You know what I call it? The bitch helmet.
The bitch helmet. Oh, man. Yeah, the big thing is just don't let social media or anything like that influence you. Don't use that as a platform to be a terrible person. Mm-hmm. All right? And just don't be a terrible person.
Life's short, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Live it to its fullest. Be happy.
Look, we started here, and then the volume of us just got...
Yeah, the physical audio file we're looking at the file.
It starts, it's just us as we get more and more angry and enraged.
You physically see in the audio file where we get worked up. Because we did. Because, you know what? Screw those people.
Oh, man. Just be nice, for God's sakes. And use social media the right way.
Yep.
For God's sakes. All right. That's going to do it for this podcast now that my blood pressure's through the roof.
Yeah.
And don't forget to explore more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found the podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., 107.1 on your FM dial.
Boom, shalak, lot, boom. You know what? I don't know.
Let's go yell at some ladies in their bitch helmets.
Yeah.
I love it.